You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Welcome back to the From Scratch Body. We are back on baking soda, or bicarbonate of soda, which we call it in the UK. It is insanely useful in your home. I did say when I was talking about baking powder versus baking soda that I'd probably come back to baking soda because of all its amazing uses. So I've had a little look at some of these, and I did a bit of research in addition to the things that I already knew that you could use it for. And boy, I already knew I wanted to talk about this, but I was still surprised at all the amazing things that you can use baking soda for in your home. The humble baking soda box in your cupboard is not just for baking. It is a versatile, multi-purpose powerhouse that can completely change the way that you tackle household tasks. From cleaning to personal care, here are some of the best uses for baking soda in the home. We're going to go straight to the point here. So I've got 11 points. So if you really want to save some money and maybe even save your health a bit, stick with me. I really recommend you do. Number one, it helps with odors. You can say goodbye to unpleasant smells that are lingering in your fridge, on your carpets, even in your shoes. Baking soda will absorb smells really well. What you have to do is you just sprinkle some in the offending area, you let it sit for a while, and then you could just hoover or wipe it away, and the space will smell fresher and cleaner. What? That's incredible. Number two is as a gentle scrub. And there'll be another kind of scrub related point later on, but this one is great because you can ditch harsh chemicals that can damage your surfaces and obviously are not great to work with for your skin and everything as well. Baking soda makes an excellent non-abrasive scrub for sinks, for bathtubs, for your kitchen tops. You can mix it with a bit of water and you form a bit of a paste, and then you just scrub away. You can get rid of dirt and grime easily that way, and it's a much more natural way of cleaning and scrubbing. And on that topic, stain remover. This is maybe the most famous use for baking soda other than in baking, whether it's clothing, upholstery, or even dishes. Baking soda is your go-to solution for the stubborn stains. Again, you make a paste with water and you apply it to the stain, then you want to let it sit there a bit before you wash it or rinse it. And it works wonders on everything from coffee spills to grease marks. So definitely one to not forget about, the amazing stain removing effects of the baking soda. Heartburn relief. This was new to me. So who knew? Maybe you did, but I did not. That baking soda could soothe an upset stomach. A teaspoon of dissolved baking soda in a glass of water can help neutralize acid and alleviate heartburn and indigestion. Do keep in mind that baking soda is high in sodium, so don't sort of do this too much. And also keep in mind that I'm not a health professional. So this is just a tip that I've found online, guys. I'm kind of learning about this and I'm just sharing with you what I've learned. But that's an incredible thing to maybe try, because when I was pregnant, I had heartburn and I swore to myself that it was the worst part. I actually enjoyed being pregnant, most of it. But I said to myself many times, the worst part of being pregnant is heartburn, and I stand by that today because it was just the most horrific part of it. So maybe, I mean, you shouldn't have too much sodium maybe when you're pregnant, but if you are struggling with heartburn, maybe give it a go. coming up at number 5 is fresher breath. You don't have any mouthwash? No problem. You can swish a solution of baking soda and water in your mouth to freshen your breath because it kills bacteria. That's incredible. It's probably, I mean, I haven't really looked into this, but it's probably even a better and more natural way, surely, to kill bacteria in your mouth than using a mouthwash. Number 6 is a DIY cleaner without the chemicals. So this is kind of similar to some of the previous points, but baking soda combined with vinegar or lemon juice will create a powerful but eco-friendly cleaning solution for almost any surface in your home. And it's also safe for kids and pets, which is a great comfort because it's quite stressful to have all these different cleaning products. Where do you store them? That's away from kids. Well, this will save you the hassle with that kind of cleaner, which is amazing. Number 7 is Laundry Booster. This was another one that was new to me and that I learned about when I was writing about this. You can boost the cleaning power of your detergent by adding a scoop of baking soda to your laundry. I started doing this after I wrote this article and read about it. It helps to brighten your whites, it even softens your fabrics, and bonus, it removes tough stains without the need for harsh chemicals in your laundry as well. Number 8, it relieves itchy skin. If you've got a bite or a rash, you can make a soothing paste of baking soda and water and apply it to the affected area. It can help reduce itching and inflammation for a quick relief. Now, important, some people can react to baking soda as well, so I'd hate for it to have the opposite effect on you. So do a patch test first, meaning test it on a small area of your skin and wait to see if you get a reaction before you kind of slab it on your entire body. Number 9, it unclogs drains. By pouring a mixture of baking soda and vinegar down your drain, followed by hot water, you can dissolve buildup and unclog even the toughest blockages, apparently, is what the internet tells me. I'm definitely going to try that if I need it. Number 10, I want to say with a bit of a disclaimer that I wouldn't recommend that you rely on this one as a fire safety solution, but it might be useful information one day, you never know, so I'm going to share it with you anyway. Fire extinguisher. In the event of a small grease fire in the kitchen, baking soda can be what you need. Simply sprinkle it over your flames, if you have it at hand in that moment, and it can smother the fire and prevent it from spreading. That's incredible. I never knew that. But yeah, please don't rely on this technique to save your life. Number 11, the final point is, and I've used this many times because I'm such a jar hoarder, label remover. If you want to keep a nice jar that you've emptied, but you don't want to keep the label, pour some olive oil on the jar and then sprinkle some baking soda over it. Leave it for a few minutes and then you scrub it off, and most of it should come off then, and some hot water will help you with the tougher bits at the end. So that's 11 things that you can use your baking soda for that is not baking. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? Baking soda is so versatile and it can simplify and enhance your life in so many ways. But as I said, do keep in mind that baking soda is high in sodium. So for the tips that involve actually consuming it, this is important to consider. But for household users, I can't really see any downsides. It certainly beats using harsh chemicals. It's usually cheap too, so make sure that you have enough at hand so that you can use it for all it's worth. If I've missed out a great baking soda tip here that you use or that you've heard about, please do share them with me. You can email me at liv@thefromscratchbody.com. You can message me on social media, or you can comment on the article about baking soda that I have on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to learn from you. And maybe I'll even add some points to this article as we go on, and I can do another episode if you have loads of great tips. So I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here next week.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.